A Rochester wedding photographer recently trained his lens on a different kind of subject. Now he finds himself one of the most talked about people in the Mohawk Valley. Our story comes from David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.
Look right here, look right here. Perfect.
Arian Horbovitz photographs weddings for a living. But sometimes, he says, that's not enough.
My belief is that if you're going to do art for an income, that you also have to break away from that construct and do art for the sake of art occasionally.
So Horbovitz had an idea. Take his electric scooter to upstate cities and motor around looking for hidden visual gems. First stop, Utica.
I kind of did it on a whim. A bunch of people have asked me why Utica first, and I'm not quite sure to this day, but it turned out to be an amazing thing.
The moment he stepped off the train, he was surprised by the beauty in a city that to many people seems to define the term Rust Belt.
I walked into the most gorgeous train station, seeing places like the Stanley Theater, which is one of the most remarkable theaters I've ever been in my life. Places like the Munson Williams Proctor Art Institute.
But Horbovitz was intrigued by more than Utica's architecture. He kept hearing a story of hope and revival in a city that's lost almost half its population and much of its economic base. Last month, he posted his pictures and thoughts on his barely read blog.
I posted it late one night, and literally by the next day, by the afternoon, I had something in the neighborhood of 5,000 to 6,000 views. In 2 days, I had 25,000 views, and since in total, I've had about 47,000 views.
Horbovitz received hundreds of emails from Utica residents thanking him for his post.
And these people aren't writing a sentence or two. They're writing paragraphs. They're telling their stories about why they love their town.
64 of them, he says, told him they cried. The blog was suddenly a must-read here. It was shared on Facebook, tweeted, and retweeted. Horbovitz was featured on TV and in the paper, and he was a guest on local radio programs. A week after the post went viral, he came back to Utica, this time as a bit of a celebrity.
Mr. Mayor, pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
He had lunch with the mayor and a tour of new loft apartments and the 100-year-old library.
Oh, my gosh. This is beautiful.
And he took pictures, this time for charity.
And one more. One, two, and three.
Chris Talgo brought his wife and daughter to the photo session.
I read his blog, and I loved it, of course. And so I figured I would come down, I'd meet him, and I would support it. And plus, it's always good to get a family shot.
Donna and Matt Getchell came because they liked what he said about Utica.
We've seen a lot of the transition in our lifetime, and it looks like it's turning a corner again.
Horbovitz's positive comments validated what many people in Utica feel about their city, said Joe Caruso.
It's flattering, and it's true. I think that this is one more way to say we can do it again. We can become what we have the potential to be.
While Horbovitz came to Utica to refresh his art, he left with a glimpse of a deep, almost inexplicable devotion to place.
In other cities, people live there. Here, people are their city.
Next stop, Schenectady, later this month.
Love it. Love it. One, two, and three.
For WRVO, I'm David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.